The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This directive, to me personally, begs to be a commentary for those of you who are unhappy with the direction that Mr. Obama is taking us. This is from the National Taxpayers Union asking for a donation, any amount, to help send this following petition to our Congress to finally put America first. There are 7 directives with my own comments after each one, and it's called Petition to the Congress of the United States. Number 1, balance the federal budget now. Doubling the national debt over the next 10 years will bankrupt our nation. Let's please make this a first priority. Number 2, defend this nation's currency. A currency that is beholden to the whims of foreign countries will decimate America. Maintain the value of our dollar by refusing to go into debt and borrow and borrow. We must stop the borrowing now if we are to remain a viable nation. Number 3, stop rewarding failure by giving a handful of greedy, corrupt, and mismanaged banks and corporations billions of our tax dollars. Let them stand on their own, and if they must declare bankruptcy, let them come back on their own without the government's help, which is destructive. General Motors should have remained privately owned, and Obama had no right to inject the government to now own the company. It was really payback to the auto unions who helped him become president. And now those unions own most of General Motors. Number 4, stop redistributing our income to those who do not pay taxes and refuse to work. I say, by continuing to give welfare to the lazy, able-bodied, we're denying them the self-respect and dignity they would feel and enjoy if they were forced to be accountable for themselves and their families. We, the people, should not be forced to support deadbeats forever. We must, however, always support the ill, the handicapped, the elderly, and the needy military. Number 5, stop giving ungrateful foreign countries and dictators who hate us and are committed to our destruction billions of our hard-earned tax dollars. I say, how much longer are we going to be stupid suckers who are benefactors to countries that are leeches and dislike us? Number 6, put teeth in the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, known as RAT, that is charged with overseeing the $747 billion non-stimulating stimulus bill. I say, billions of our tax dollars are at risk of being squandered. And I also say, who exactly are these people on that board? I hope it's not the likes of Barney Frank or Chris Dodd, who should have been put out of office last fall for their part in the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae fiasco. Term limits for our Congress are now a must. They must be made accountable. And finally, number 7, stop patronizing us. Stop the fancy names. Call them bad debt bloated by irresponsible scammers that you, the Congress, now want us to pay so the cozy relationship between Congress and the big money interests is not disturbed. I say, you're supposed to be representing us and not your own self-interests. Put the crooks in jail. It's time to put America first. Please, let's wake up before we lose our country altogether. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.